You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Workplaces are experiencing immense changes due to digital transformation. Microsoft has released a report recently that surveyed New Zealanders on their expectations of the workplace and its leaders under the guise of this transformation. I spoke with Microsoft Office Productivity Business Group Leader for New Zealand, Mark Walton, on the survey, asking him to explain it a bit more.
Microsoft recently did a survey around the new culture of work, in which we were looking at how organizations should be thinking about digital transformation. The interesting thing is that the Microsoft study found that 72% of New Zealand workers expected their organization to invest in cultural development, and 76% expected leaders to close the digital skills gap.
Yep. So how many participants did you have in the study?
So Microsoft interviewed for the study over 4,175 respondents, which included 321 from New Zealand.
Do you think that's a big enough pool to be representative of all New Zealanders?
I think it is, because when you look at the trends across all of the survey respondents, they're actually all very, very similar. I think the only thing that would be slightly different for New Zealanders is that New Zealand predominantly is what we call a small, medium business market. 97% of organizations generally are 20 employees or less. And so from that, we would assume that the market in New Zealand is probably a lot more mobile. So we'd expect that the trends would probably be more felt within New Zealand than potentially some of the other Asia-Pacific countries.
This study went into the digital skills gap. I was just wondering if you could go into more detail about that.
So I think that the key thing that the study shows is that when we look at the millennials that are coming into the workforce, this is a generation that predominantly have probably been born with a mobile phone in their hand. They're very familiar with how to use technology, and they expect it. They're used to having probably the latest gadgets, and there's nothing worse than moving to an employer and then finding that they don't have the same technology to enable you to do your job. And so when we look at that, it is down to the employers to make sure that they're providing you with an environment and a culture that embraces the digital age. And the reality is every organization today is a digital organization. And if you're not, you're probably not going to be around for very long. So we need to look at that, at the organization's responsibility to make sure that they are supporting an environment, a new culture of work that embraces the digital era.
Mm. Are there concerns about the increased digitization of the workforce possibly impacting earlier generations of the workforce?
I don't think so. I think when we look at the digitization of the workforce, it really is there to support you, to enable you to be more productive. And examples that I like to use is if we look at translation technology. We have translation technology which is using artificial intelligence that enables you to be more inclusive. It enables you to have teams which are more diverse, because no longer are you bound by everyone having to speak English. So through translation services and artificial intelligence, it can actually convert your English into the language of choice that cover, you know, a wide variety of your team members. So it enables you to then be more inclusive, but also more diverse, and also enable cultural differences to be embraced.
Also, the digital gap, you mentioned it having to be closed, or employees expecting work leaders to close the gap. How would they go about doing that?
I think there are multiple ways in which employers should be thinking about that. And I think a lot of us could probably reflect on this too. When you've got a new employee, whether it's an intern or a millennial coming into the workforce, when I joined, being the new person that joined the organization, I got the oldest piece of hardware. It was a hand-me-down. And actually back then, there wasn't even mobile phones. If you're thinking about a millennial coming into the workforce today, it's incredibly important as an organization that you make sure that they've got the best kit, because they're going to be expecting the best kit. And when we think about the skills shortage in New Zealand and the importance of retaining good staff, these people who are looking for work will be looking for employers who are providing them with the best technology and the best digital experience, because if they're not, then the reality is the organizations probably won't be able to retain that sort of level of staff that they're looking for.
And so this would fall under investing in cultural development, do you believe? Or
I do. And I think, you know, when we look at New Zealand, we're a population of 4.6 million. Any organization who is trading just in New Zealand is going to probably hit a limit in terms of market share, profitability and growth. And so when you're thinking of that, the reality is your market is the rest of the world. It's Europe, it's Australia, it's the US. And the way that you're going to be engaging with those environments will be digitally. And so you need to make sure that at the same time that you have people who are part of that team who are potentially selling into those different countries who are aware of the cultural differences. Because in some countries, you know, you can't be as upfront as you might be with another culture. There's certain cultural respects that you need to do. So you need to make sure that you've got people who either live in those countries that are part of your team or understand and appreciate the cultures and the diversity of those particular countries that you want to do business in. We do need to be thinking about how do we enable technology or the digitization of our workforce that enables us to embrace that and harness it and then utilize that to enable us to do more.
So an increased mobility and people using their own devices, that comes with security risks. How do you think businesses can act to kind of prevent those security risks?
That's actually a really, really good observation because we are seeing a big shift. It's quite a profound shift actually in the workforce, and security is definitely one of those, because what you really want in your modern workplace is you want to be able to enable your employees to have the space and have the technology that enables them to think creatively, but also to do critical thinking. We also, when we look at the modern workplace around teaming, it's about dynamic and agile teamwork. It's about those disparate systems and tools becoming coherent and integrated solutions. And also with that, as you quite rightly pointed out, comes mobility. A lot more people these days are not bound by a single device. They're not bound by having to be in the office to enable them to do their job. And actually, most of us, if we do some self-reflection, probably the first thing we do in the morning is pick up our mobile phone. And so the experience that we have is across multiple devices and also across multiple sensors. And through that, we then expose ourselves to potentially sophisticated organizational attacks. And so one of the things that's probably holding back New Zealand businesses in terms of embracing the digital age or the modern workplace is because of their fear of security attacks. Now, there are lots of debates around, you know, how do you make yourself more secure? But I think the reality is that when you look at the investments that Microsoft makes in its data centers and in its cloud productivity platform, and that platform is built with security and trust as the foundation, it's very hard for any organization in New Zealand to be able to match the billions of dollars of R&D that Microsoft puts into making sure that we keep customers' data secure and safe, and that we also adhere to all the necessary compliance and regulations like the newly announced Global Data Protection Regulation that comes into force in Europe in May 2018. And so by moving your productivity solutions to the Microsoft Cloud, you will get with that a massively increased secure platform that will enable you to protect your employees, but also allow them to work basically on any device, any location, and at any time.
Is this the Microsoft 365 F1 that you're discussing, or?
Well, there are many different flavors of Office 365 because customers have different requirements. The Microsoft 365 F1 is a solution which is really aimed at what we call the first line worker. And the first line worker is, unfortunately, probably, you know, the employees that get left out when it comes to the digital age. They could be your post office. So your postie who's out there delivering mail. It could be a retail salesperson or someone working on a factory floor. Generally, when we think about the digitization of the workforce, that's not an area that we've seen organizations focus on. But when you think about those types of employees, they're probably your most critical employee because they're the first to engage with your customer. They represent your brand. They also can see your products, services, and solutions firsthand. And so it's really critical that they feel that they can collaborate with their head office, that they can provide feedback back to the head office. But more importantly, we need to make sure that they've got the latest information to hand, because they're the ones, that first-line workforce, who will be providing that experience to the customer that hopefully means that they've been engaged in a new way, an exciting way, and they're going to want to come back and have repeat business with you. So the Microsoft 365 F1 is a bunch of solutions that really enable organizations to digitize.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.